So at this time, I'm going to invite Mike Henderson to come and tell us what Christ has done for him.
Hi.
First, I just have to say how much I love this body. I've been a Christian for about 4 years now, and that kind of goes in with baptism today, but I love it. I love everybody here. You guys minister my soul in a phenomenal way. I've never had before. You build my family up through that. The leadership is just unbelievable, and I thank God every day for it. Most of all, I thank God that he brought me into his body. We've been going through Ephesians, and when we were in chapter 2, verses 1 through 10 have just kind of become a highlight of scripture for me. So if I could just read through and kind of characterize my life with God's word, I'd like to share that with you. Ephesians 2, 1 through 3 says, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging in the desires of our flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest." I said a sinner's prayer when I was 14. I had no knowledge at all of Ephesians 2, 1 through 3. I believed and was affirmed in my belief by church leaders and goers that I was a Christian. From that point forward, I attended church regularly. I sought to understand my Bible and even told people about Jesus. Yet, not one thing in my life, aside from religiousness, had changed. I, not having been transformed by the Holy Spirit, sought not the glory of God, but my own sinful satisfaction. My faith was simply academic. Popularity was absolutely my idol, so I pursued sports, immoral relationships, and a party scene to satisfy the demands of that God. I was literally dead in those sins. I walked headlong in whatever the world told me to, unknowingly enslaved by the devil, who was the essence of this disobedience at work in me. I was utterly lost in my fleshly lusts, and I was seeking to fulfill those lusts however possible. I was wholly dependent, okay? Wholly dependent upon the very things that incite God's terrible wrath. Okay, I was a child of wrath. But God, and this has got to be the most amazing, unbelievable contrast in the universe. It says, "But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, with which he loved me, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ." It says, "By grace you have been saved. And he raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them." But God, I was a hypocrite for many years before my conversion. Before I was transformed from a disobedient rebel to a lover of God. I even called myself a Christian one time while I was completely high and drunk to a young woman who had just told me she believed reincarnation. By God's grace, that bothered me. I knew something wasn't right about that. And then one day, a very normal day at work, a very extraordinary thing happened. I went from death and sin to life in Christ. This was a very real, tangible change in my life. I went from being led by the world to being placed in the heavens in Christ's kingdom. I was no longer a slave to the devil, but now to Christ. This was not even by my own doing. I had no idea this had even happened for almost a year, because I had thought I was a Christian. I'd been told I was a Christian. Not until I learned what this wonderful passage says. By his grace I was saved through faith. all of which came from him as a beautiful gift only, okay, only because of Jesus Christ, who always sought God's glory. He came and took the wrath of God that I had earned by my rebellion, which manifested itself in idolatry and hypocrisy. He took my wrath, the hell I deserved, literally on that cross for 3 hours. Hell came to the earth. He experienced it all in eternity that I had stored up for myself against the holy, beautiful God of the universe. He took it all so that Ephesians 2, 4 through 10 could be said of me. And this can be said of you if you'll simply repent. That's a beautiful thing. It's not works. There's not a thing any of us can do. He simply calls us to ask for forgiveness, to recognize that we are his enemies by choice, and to seek forgiveness for that in the sacrificial death of Christ. The perfect one stood in my place. Everyone here who believes, he literally, our names were on his mind as he experienced God's hatred for our sin. And then God will make you into his masterpiece, created a new creature. You'll have new desires. You'll love God. You'll love his word. You'll love church. You'll love his body. This is a real, tangible experience, because I didn't have those things all those years. I thought I was a Christian. You'll be a new creature for good works of God that he prepares beforehand for those who believe the walk.
Thanks, Mike. It's just a thrill to watch the kind of life change that only God can produce. New desires, new affections. And Mike, thank you so much for boasting in your Savior.